The one-state rule was always harder to beat. A column by Frederike Geerdink. Throwback to the election times this week in Turkey, as CHP leader Kılıçdaroğlu was scrutinized heavily for different reasons. Meetings are being held by popular party members without his knowledge to undermine his position. He is suing a YouTuber for insulting him, and last but not least, he made a secret deal with a far-right leader in exchange for the fascist support in the race to become Turkish president. Especially the news about the deal between Kılıçdaroğlu and far-right leader of the victory party Özda was connected to Turkish Kurdish community. The deal was, Özda said in an interview, that his party would have been assigned to deliver the ministers for three ministries, among which the Interior Ministry and the chief of the intelligence agency MIT. Fascists lie all the time, but in this case, Kılıçdaroğlu didn't deny the news, but just said that it was confidential. An outright fascist as Interior Minister and as MIT chief would have been extremely bad for the Kurdish movement. It would have meant an even more brutal crackdown of the political struggle, with more incarcerations and prosecutions, but also more war crimes in the fight against the PKK and against the autonomously governed regions in northeast Syria. If Özda would indeed have been in control of crucial positions, the expected release of former HDP co-leader Selahattin Demirtas and other political prisoners, which were expected after the defeat of Erdogan, might not have happened. Such an agreement is, we can't put it differently, a step in the back of the Kurdish movement, which ran in the elections under the banner of the Yeşil Sol party and supported Kılıçdaroğlu's candidacy. We don't know what kind of agreements were made between Kılıçdaroğlu and the Yeşil Sol party's leadership about, for example, the release of political prisoners, but any deal with Özda would have counted stronger for sure. The Turkish public, after all, would rally behind him, not behind a terrorist like Demirtas and other Kurds. Özda became popular with his dirty incitement of Turks against Syrian refugees, and it would be easy for him to turn his poison against Kurds. Still, even with this news, I think it was not a wrong decision of the Yeşil Sol party to support Kılıçdaroğlu. We can't say they should have known the CHP couldn't be trusted, because I think they did know. It was the Yeşil Sol party's goal to end the one-man rule of Erdogan, and supporting Kılıçdaroğlu was the way to try to do that. They knew very well, of course, that the struggle for freedom and democracy was going to require a lot more of their stamina than just voting Erdogan out of the palace. The throwback of this week confirms that the resistance that is going on against Kılıçdaroğlu's leadership, of which the popular mayor of Istanbul, Ekrem İmamoğlu, is a part, lays bare the power struggle that has been going on for some time already within the CHP. During the elections, they stood together, but everybody knows Kılıçdaroğlu is not seen as the CHP's future. So what did Kılıçdaroğlu do? Soon after the elections, he tightened his grip on the party by changing some structures and rules. It's in line with Kılıçdaroğlu's reaction to a YouTuber, calling him leblebi, meaning roasted chickpea head, and somebody with dementia. Did the CHP leader shrug that off because of freedom of speech, and because he had promised during the elections that if he were president, insulting him would be fine? No, he didn't. He's suing the man and demands 200,000 lira, which is almost 7,000 euros, in compensation. If I were a free speech defender called a leblebi and a person with dementia, I'd laugh at the first and condemn the second because diseases shouldn't be used as insults. The last thing I'd do is call a lawyer and take it to a court that is under the control of a dictator I claim to stand up against. This all tells you a lot about the DNA of the CHP, the party once founded by Atatürk. Of course, it's not the party of the 1920s anymore, but changing DNA is more complicated than changing the appearance. Especially if the ones in charge aren't really willing to face the fact that the DNA has some fundamental flaws that will keep producing the same unfavorable outcomes over and over again. These flaws form the foundations of the CHP, but also of the state. one homeland, one nation, one language, one religion. To break that down, the one leader regime has to be tackled first. Whether the Yashil Sol party's strategy to achieve that was the right one remains to be seen. The results of the consultations with members that are being held will be interesting for sure. But this week's developments don't really put Yashil Sol party's choice to support Kılıçdaroğlu's candidacy in a new light. Maybe that's why they haven't reacted to the Kılıçdaroğlu-Özdağ deal at all. They know very well the state's mentality was and is the hardest nut to crack. Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Expert Kurdistan newsletter. The link is in her Twitter bio.